Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures those who wish to develop their spirit, mind, and body. I am April May, licensed Unity teacher with Unity Center of Light, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to today, September the 22nd, 2021, and we're blessed and pleased today to have Reverend Michelle Senegal with us as our guest speaker and our meditation. And also after we finish our fellowship today, we're going to be taking a short break and going directly into a courageous conversations. And she's going to be leading us through that. So I'd like to invite you to join me this morning in our mission and foundation statements. So they're on the screen and join me. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Amen. And our foundation statement, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs. God the good, omnipotent. And so it is. Amen. So I would like to invite Patty to share the daily word with us this morning.
Good morning, everybody. The daily word for today is inspiration. The affirmation is, I move in harmony with the creative flow of inspiration. Sometimes I feel inspired by the words of others, and sometimes I am inspired more by action. Today, I take my inspiration from the story of Charles Fillmore, a businessman who marveled at his wife's complete healing from a serious illness. This prompted him to embark upon an intense period of prayer, meditation, and study that led to the founding in 1889 of Unity, which has become a global spiritual community. I take this story to heart and find my inspiration in my feelings of awe and wonder, love, or even a healthy curiosity. Feeling an awakening of inspiration within me, I center my awareness in God. Divinely inspired, I move in harmony with a creative flow that blesses the work of my mind, my heart, and my hands. And the scripture is from Job 32:8. But truly it is the spirit in a mortal, the breath of the Almighty that makes for understanding. Amen.
Thank you, Patty. Mm-hmm. So now we have the great good pleasure of welcoming Reverend Michelle Senegal. For many of you, she is family. She's been with us for years and years and years, since she was a small child. And we are blessed to have her sharing the message and the meditation with us today. And if you don't already know Michelle, what I will say is that by the time she's done today, you will. And so I'd like to invite her to share with us, all is well with my soul.
Thank you so much, April. Hello, Unity family. I'm so grateful and thankful to be with you all today. And we planned this talk several weeks ago in terms of what my subject would be. And I was just sharing with April and with Patty that the universe wouldn't be satisfied with me just giving you a talk without a lived experience. So it supported me by creating a lived experience. So yes, this is going to be a sermon, but it's also going to be a personal story as well. But you'll see as it unfolds. So all is well with my soul. So what is soul? There are many definitions depending on one's religious tradition. The one that speaks to me most is the spirit of God in everyone, which is ever existing, ever conscious, ever new. It's the essence of our being. And something that I did today that I don't often do because I use so many different texts in preparing my talks is this one is primarily Bible-centric, Bible-based. My soul just felt called to read scripture, recite scripture in the last few days or so. So I'll start out with Psalm 103:1 and Luke 1:4-6. They state that it is the immortal element of our nature that relates to God and survives the death of the body. So that's how our soul is defined in those scriptures. And prayer is the spiritual communication between us and God, a two-way relationship where we talk and we listen to the divine. And so in revisiting the Bible, I was reminded of the many promises in God's word. And those promises encourage us to pray without ceasing. And Unity, for years and years, as you know, have dedicated a day in its entirety to prayer. So as we approach World Day of Prayer, I want us to be encouraged and to be reminded that prayer is always accessible and available to us. Psalm 91:15 asserts that I will be with you in trouble, I will deliver you, and I will honor you. That's one of God's promises. Isaiah 65:24 reads, and it shall come to pass that before they shall call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear. So I'm a living testament to God's promises. On Thursday, August 19, 2021, Hurricane Grace blew through Tulum, Mexico, where I was. On that literally very dark day, the sky was black. The sky was ominous. I put prayer to the test. And the miraculous thing is that although the world around me was being swept up, blown away, uprooted, I literally had peace at my core. I experienced tranquility. And the reason being is because I prayed without ceasing. My affirmation, when I wasn't praying, I was affirming, is Unity's affirmation, preparing us for World Day of Prayer. And it states, no matter the circumstances, all is well with my soul. Peace is my center. So no, I don't have the t-shirt, but I have the experience of surviving a Category 1 hurricane in a developing city. Tulum is 2 hours west of Cancun, and it's experiencing tremendous growth. There's construction everywhere, scaffolding, piping, concrete blocks, cranes, trucks, workers, dust, dirt. This summer, I decided that I was going to live my life differently, that I was going to be a digital nomad. So what does that mean? That means that I was going to work remotely from different places in the country as well as internationally. So I started out in Brooklyn, New York, Then for an entire month, I was in Bristol, Rhode Island, and then on to Tulum, Mexico, where I rode the roller coaster of anticipation as I anticipated the oncoming storm that quickly escalated to Category 1 hurricane status. And also initially, personal powerlessness. I knew it was coming, and I just felt so powerless to do anything. But what my training has prepared me to do, and that is to pray. The interesting thing is that no one took the hurricane threat seriously because they experience storms, thunderstorms, and hurricanes all the time. On Wednesday night, that changed. People were frantically boarding up windows, taping up windows, buying out all the bottled water in the stores and all the toilet paper, and hunkering down. We were actually dining out like most of the tourists that evening when our dinner plans were interrupted by our waiter with requests for takeout because a hurricane was announcing its presence and would be passing through very soon. So we did. And once back in our condominium, that's when my prayer vigil began. I failed to mention that Tulum is also a rainforest that is now being somewhat disrupted by human invasion, the human need to expand, to create more centers for the economy, because tourism is the only economy in that area. So the absolute worst case scenario was about to happen. In between conversations with my family members, I traveled with my family that week. I prayed. As I lay awake in my bed awaiting the storm, I prayed. And I felt this peace and I felt this calm just sweep over me. As I recited the affirmation, no matter the circumstances, all is well with my soul. Peace is my center. So would all of you affirm that? No matter the circumstances, all is well with my soul. Peace is my center. And just be in touch with the comfort that comes over you, particularly if you continue to repeat that. So from 11 p.m. until around 3 o'clock a.m., the wind sang a gruesome chant, becoming more ominous by the hour. At its apex, the sky then turned black, onyx, pitch black. Trees swayed, they bent, many broke, many were uplifted from the earth. There were the sounds of glass breaking, house alarms sounding, car alarms also joining into that chant. The cacophony was deafening. Then we heard water. So you could hear the rain as it brushed across the window in sheets, but this water was closer than that. Only to realize that water was rushing down the stairs from the third floor bedroom that was unoccupied. The window wasn't sealed enough to prevent water from coming in. So the bathroom was flooded, and then the bedroom was flooded, and then the water just started to make its way down to the living area where we were. So we got up and we found all the towels in the house and we placed towels first at the base of the window. And then we laid them everywhere else to begin to soak up the water. At 6 o'clock a.m., the world was eerily quiet. The skies began to lighten up from the rising of the sun. And we went outside to survey the property. The security guard slash concierge slash janitor was already sweeping up the leaves, endeavoring to restore the grounds to the pristine status that they held prior to the storm. Several of us joined in the cleanup. We moved a fallen palm tree from across the pool. We went to the street to check on our rented vehicles. Thank God for 100% insurance coverage, because they were camouflaged. We couldn't even find them because of all of the fallen branches and trees on the cars. To our surprise, there was no damage to our car. So driving was difficult because there were so many downed trees on the roads. The locals came from everywhere and started moving huge branches out of the road so that the La Turistas could pass through. The water, the electricity, the internet, all gone. There was no power, and their plumbing system required electrical power as well. There was no plumbing. I felt, because I was literally disconnected from the world. Tourists were on the road frantically trying to flee Tulum without much success. The taxis and the buses stopped running. Flights were canceled. There was nothing else to do but to return to our condominium. So we did. I swept the grounds where we stayed so that we could have access from all of the debris that had fallen. And then we decided that we would just read. And we had the presence of mind to download our books to our Kindles before traveling. Otherwise, it would not have been accessible to us because they too rely on the internet. So we laid there and we read. And we continued to pray. And then I peek out the window from time to time. And I started to see more movement. And I started to see life being restored to some sense of normalcy. Now, I could have panicked. I could have let fear overtake me. But instead, I prayed. And when we pray, our prayers are a recognition of God's omnipresence and a realization of our unity with spirit. God is universal presence, an impersonal observer, a divine and impartial giver, forever delivering on its promises. And when we pray and we abide Him, we have no consciousness separate from God consciousness. God is peace, therefore I experience peace. God is love, therefore I felt so loved by God during that entire period. Nothing in our thought, when we are deep in connection with the divine, denies the power, denies the presence of spirit. That's when we, in our humanness, experience the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I remind you, no matter the circumstances, including Hurricane Grace, Henry, and the like, all is well with my soul. All is well with your soul. And peace is the only experience we then know. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to share with you one of the practices that I engaged during the remainder of my stay there, because again, flights were canceled. I didn't leave exactly when planned, but I had the Bible. And I turned to Psalms, and they gave me much comfort. And so I invite you all to take a journey within and let my voice be a soothing elixir for all that may concern you, for all that may cause you any angst. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefits. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger,
Michelle, we lost your audio.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. So thank God for the backup. Peace is my center. All is well with my soul. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he retain his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is God's mercy toward all who revere him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who worship him. For he knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are dust. As for the man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field. So he, and I'm going to add, and she flourishes. For when the wind passes over, it is gone, and the place thereof is known no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them who revere him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels that excel in strength and that do his commandments. Hearkening to the voice of the word, bless you the Lord, all his host, your ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So just take that in and be with those words of encouragement. Be with those promises in a moment of silence. And I invite you to keep your focus inward as Safi blesses us with a song that just reinforces everything read and everything spoken thus far. Safi Lynn.